STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
This week's challenge is a question, and it is this. Shouldn't American Christians retreat from the gay marriage issue? It's unwinnable. I guess it is unwinnable. I suppose we should retreat from it. Yeah, good point. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, I do think that we need to engage this issue, and let me try to explain to you what my reasons are for that. The first reason is that we don't know that it's actually an unwinnable situation. We don't know that we can't win. Certainly, we're not winning currently. Clearly, the trajectory of our country right now is moving in a direction towards legalizing same-sex marriage in more states. So, sentiment is changing. And certainly people are giving up on the issue, and many of them are retreating. There's no question about that. But it's not the case that we're certain that it is an unwinnable situation. Now here's a second reason. Even if we were to retreat from the same-sex marriage issue, do we really think that it will stop there? I mean, do we really believe that those who advocate for same-sex marriage will be content with merely having same-sex marriage legalized? I have no confidence that if we were to retreat from this issue, that for some reason they would just stop advancing against us on this topic. And so the question really becomes, how far will they push us on this subject? Will we be forced to marry same-sex couples? Will they demand to use our churches? Will religious nonprofit organizations or other people who are licensed ministers lose their tax exemption status if they don't toe the line on same-sex marriage? Will we be forced to give up our buildings? Will they say that we can't teach on biblical passages that speak to one man, one woman marriage, or that we can't teach on biblical passages that say that homosexual behavior is a sin? Will they force Christian photographers to photograph same-sex marriages? Will they demand Christian bakers to bake cakes for same-sex weddings? Will they pressure a CEO to step down from the company he founded simply because he disagrees with same-sex marriage? Who knows? It might come to that. In fact, it might even get worse. The problem is that when you give in to a bully, the bully just gets bolder. Do I think if we stick with opposing same-sex marriage that this will lead to increased persecution? Yeah, absolutely it will. But guess what? I think that if we retreat from same-sex marriage, it'll also lead to increased persecution. So either way, we're going to be facing a tough time. The point is that if we retreat from same-sex marriage, it's not going to stop there. I have no reason to think that all of a sudden they'll just lay down and leave it at that issue. It's only going to get worse. Now here's a third concern. And that is, if we retreat from same-sex marriage, as some are suggesting, this will simply lead down a slippery slope to other forms of marriage. Now, when I refer to slippery slope, I'm not referring to the slippery slope fallacy. I'm referring to the slippery slope argument. And if you're not familiar with the difference, check out a video I did on this very subject last month, like March 2014, where I explain the difference between the slippery slope argument and the slippery slope fallacy. My point is simply that if we retreat from same-sex marriage, then this will simply embolden advocates of other forms of marriage, like group marriage, or incestuous marriage, or polygamous marriage. Because if they realize that we will retreat on any challenge that we face regarding one woman, one man marriage, then they'll realize, well, this is going to be little opposition towards advancing other forms of marriage. Now, a fourth concern can be exposed by simply taking the roof off. It stands to reason this is simply a term that we use for the tactic known as reductio ad absurdum, where we would say then, let's apply this strategy to some other situation or other issue. So let's take the strategy of retreating from this topic and apply it to other topics and see, does it lead to an absurd conclusion? So what if we were to apply this strategy of retreating from same-sex marriage to the issue of abortion? After all, abortion is also a matter of rights. It's a matter of personal autonomy, just like same-sex marriage. They call us anti-women. They call us anti-choice. They call us names and try to silence us, just like on the topic of same-sex marriage. In fact, it could be argued with the topic of abortion that indeed it is unwinnable. We've already lost. Right? Abortion has been legal throughout the entire country since 1973. How are we to expect that we can somehow overturn a law that's been in place for over 40 years? Yet despite what appears to be an unwinnable situation with abortion, virtually every pro-lifer I know believes that we should not retreat from the pro-life cause. Why? Well, because it is our duty to stand up and protect innocent human life. It's a matter of social justice. I can't believe I used the term social justice. And this leads me to my fifth and final reason why I don't think we should retreat from the same-sex marriage issue. You see, our first obligation is our faithfulness to God. We're not trying to do what is just merely pragmatic. We have an obligation to do what is good, to do what is right, to do what is just, to do what is true. Just like with abortion, where we try to stand up for what is just, standing up for marriage means we try to protect our families, we try to protect our children, we try to protect our culture. So the question becomes, are we going to be faithful to Christ, or are we going to be faithful to the world? Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be an activist, but it does mean that you just can't give up on trying to care for the world that we live in. We need to be salt and light. It is Edmund Burke who is credited for the quote, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Now, regardless of whether he or someone else actually said that, the point still stands. You see, to retreat from this issue is to do nothing. And to do nothing is to allow evil to triumph.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.